Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Bob Furring here, and we have a special program today that I think you're going to enjoy. Our local choir at Sacred Heart Church has been invited to sing at the Vatican this Christmas time, and they are going to tour Italy and sing at the Vatican. And so this is going to be a multi-layered podcast. The first person I'm going to interview is Elena Pineda. Elena, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And how long have you been at Sacred Heart, and how long have you been the choir director?
I've been the music teacher and choir director for 22 years at Sacred Heart School.
22 years?
Yes.
Oh, my. So you've got people all over the valley coming back to,
that's right.
To see you. That's great. So how did this happen?
Well, as far as our trip goes, we did this back in 2019, the same dates. We left the day after Christmas, and that was in 2019, and we were there to ring in the new year of 2020. And we missed COVID by just a very few weeks.
Yeah,
we were truly blessed.
You're lucky.
And we had a wonderful trip. And we liked it so much that since everything has quieted down, things are getting back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to MCI, the company that we use, Music Celebrations, and talked about, was it possible to go back again? And we originally auditioned for the Vatican. Our last trip, we sang also at the Tomb of St. Francis of Assisi, in Assisi. And we sang at Santa Croce, which is the oldest medieval church in Florence. This time we'll be, God willing, we will be going and singing again for Mass at the Vatican. And then we will also be going to Florence, to a different church. And then we will... And that, at that one, we are going to be doing a concert. And we'll also be doing a concert in Venice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So in total, how long will you be there for?
8 days.
8 days.
Yes.
Well, that's truly special and going to be truly memorable. So you must have some kids who went, was it 3 years or 4 years ago?
Yes.
What did they tell you were their favorite memories of the trip?
They, of course... They were in awe of singing at the Vatican because what we did was we went to the catacombs that morning, and then we went through the Vatican Museum, which is really, really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we came through the Sistine Chapel, and when you exit that, you enter right into St. Peter's. And a few minutes later, we were putting on our choir gowns, and we were being led by the officials at the Vatican the back way to the choir loft, getting ready for Mass. And so it's one of my favorite experiences.
Yeah.
Another of mine was singing at the Tomb of St. Francis. That was really something.
Yeah, those unforgettable life experiences.
Yes, and the kids they loved everything, but they got so much out of it. Obviously, as Catholics, but they all, even those that were not Catholic, told me that they got an awful lot of it. Just the experience of doing something so incredible at their ages,
mm-hmm.
something they'll never forget.
Yeah.
And the history, I try to prepare them ahead of time with a little history, a little language. We learn a little bit of Italian so we can introduce ourselves in Italian and
mm-hmm.
say some basic things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also... sample some Italian food sometimes, and we have guest speakers. This time we're going to have a couple of guest singers as well.
Great. Well, this is a really special podcast in that I've got a couple of the girls who are actually going to be making the trip and doing the singing there. The first person I'd like to introduce is Elise Hendricks. Elise, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
How old are you, and what grade are you in?
I'm 11, and I'm in fifth grade.
Okay. And how long have you been singing in the choir?
For like 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure you're excited about going.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing there?
I'm excited to sing at the Vatican. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Okay, and my second guest is Madison Mead. Madison, welcome.
Thank you.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're also 11. And you and Elise have been singing together for quite a while?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And so do you have any special thing you're looking forward to over there?
I'm excited to meet the Pope.
You're going to meet the Pope. Well, that's a pretty exciting thing. And that and having real Italian pizza will probably be the two highlights of the trip, huh? Okay, well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that with us. And one of the reasons that we're doing this is that, not surprisingly, this trip has to be paid for. And to address that, I'd like to bring on Carrie Middleton. Carrie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
So how many people are going to be going?
I understand just over 100, about 134 travelers with 32 choir members or
wow.
choir kids.
Yeah, that's a big group.
Nice size.
And you're going to be over there for a week.
Right.
Okay. And so tell us all about the fundraisers that you're going to have to help pay for that.
Thank you. Yes, we're having a big Italian 6-course wine pairing meal on May 3rd, Wednesday, May 3rd at Cork and Fork in La Quinta. Tickets are $200 per person, but a large percentage of that goes back to the kids. We thought it was serendipitous to have Italian wine pairing here in the desert
Absolutely.
With our Italian, you know, trip.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to that. That's one of our big, big fundraisers before summer starts. And then we've been selling See's candy, and we've also been blessed with a GoFundMe page as well.
Great. Great. Okay. Well, this sounds like a special trip. And Shadow Hills, you have an opportunity to participate in it. So I hope this message brings out a lot of diners and a lot of people satisfy their sweet tooth with See's candy. And talk about the GoFundMe page. What's the address and how would people find it?
You know, if they search Sacred Heart Children's Choir in Palm Desert, it should come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being shared pretty widely in the community. It's also on the KESQ Channel 3 page as well, the
Great.
Link. And there's also a donation option through the Cork and Fork dinner mm-hmm. venue tickets. As well. So we have a couple different. And frankly, if nobody wanted to give in that manner, they could also write a check to the school for the choir as well.
Checks yeah, still work.
Yep, checks still work.
Too, sure.
Cash too. Yeah.
Okay.
But we appreciate the community's support. I mean, without it, it would be challenging for many of these families to go, and this would make an incredible Christmas
yeah,
next
for
year
sure.
for them.
Yeah, they'll yeah. remember their whole lives.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. Did I miss anything? Is there anything you got? We pretty much covered it.
I think so. We will be going to Rome, to Florence, and to Venice.
Pretty special.
Yes.
Pretty special trip.
Very. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it, and we'll see you at Cork and Fork. And for the audience, thank you for your attention. Till next time, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.